Hello, and welcome to Dr. Scary Gloves, Scary Tales from the World of Scary. Today, I have another scary tale to tell. I call it Rats. Yes, my good friend Mr. Custer once told me about his fleeting encounter with the Millennium Mice. You remember the Millennium Mice? They squeaked and then popped off somewhere I know not where. The mouse dimension, most probably, where the living is cheesy. A bit like my jokes. Sorry, did you hear something squeak? Sorry, it was me. I knew I should have had those garlic beans. Anyway, back to the plot. I was sitting in the weirdery the other day. That's the home in which I grew up in, along with various other things. A lamp with a miniskirt, stairs in a cupboard, and magic beans, which will one day have a use for them. Maybe at Christmas when we reenact Jack and the Beanstalk. But anyway, I digress.
Just get on with it.
I was in the weirdery, being comparatively normal for a change, when I was sure I heard squeaking and scuttling in the walls. I opened the kitchen drawer, and instead of finding Mr. Knife Nose, I found rat droppings.
Oh, so that's where I dropped them,
said the rat, who for some reason was bathing himself in the pot of soup. It was originally chicken-flavoured, but now, after Roland had been scrubbing his back in it using a breadstick as a loofah, I felt it sounded more palatable. All it needed was a dash of brown sauce. I was just about to tuck in when the rat bit me on the nose. Ow! Said my nose. That hurt! I'm not staying around here to be nibbled at. I'm going to ring the landlord.
Landlord?
Said my nose down the phone.
There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I going to do?
Simple, said the landlord's nose. Use your head. Okay, said my head. I'll put down a rat trap. And so I did. I had a block of wood with a little bit of cheese on it. But then Mr. Knife Nose leapt out of the knife drawer, as it was still Halloween.
I can smell cheese.
And so he speared the cheese with his knifey nose. The rat went on to die, only to come back again as a zombrat or a zomb mouse or whatever the hell it is, had climbed out of the bin and nibbled my tootsies in the night. Things were pretty normal after that. Apart from the very next day, when I discovered there to be a cow under the bath. This has been Scary Tales with me, Dr. Strange Glove. Till next time.